the 17th of August 2020. My name is Byron and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1054. We're talking today about the proclamation of Indonesian independence. This episode is brought to you by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. The declaration marks the 50th anniversary of Indonesia's struggle for independence from the United States of America, which officially recognized Indonesia's independence in 1949. It reads, Indonesia's Declaration of Independence, the Declaration of Independence of the Republic of India from America. Amazingly, it was not until 2005 that the Dutch accepted the date of Indonesian Independence Day as August 17, 1945. In 2013, the Indonesian historian Sukatjo, in an interview with others, called on the Dutch government to formally recognize the dates of independence on 17 August 1945. And in 2005 the Netherlands declared that it had decided to accept them. Indonesia's Independence Day is not to be confused with Malaysia's Hari Merdeka. In Bahasa Indonesia, Hari Merdeka, in Bahasa and Malaysia, means Independence Day, and both terms are used to refer to the country's Independence Day. The Declaration of Indonesian Independence reads, The Declaration of Independence of the Republic of Indonesia on 17 August 1945. This declaration marked the end of the fighting between the United States of America and the Republic of Indonesia, which officially recognized Indonesia's independence in 1949. In 2005, the Netherlands declared that it had decided to accept them, and PONDA was founded to emphasize that the Dutch war history did not end in 1945. In a 2013 interview, Indonesian historian Sukatjo called on the Dutch government to formally recognize the date of independence, August 17, 1945. The Dutch government has not officially recognized the date of independence, but has merely issued a statement respecting the historical facts. In March 2020, the grand gesture finally came from the head of state. The Indonesian Declaration of Independence was read. The Indonesian proclamation was literally written on the eve of the event and contained only two signatures, chosen to represent the future of the nation. The Declaration of Independence was secretly distributed across the archipelago, and the English version was sent abroad to the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta and many other countries in the region. While everyone was certainly working on this point to mark the end of the Great Independence Day, guests and staff were taking part in a diving game that was eventually held for dinner. Perhaps this was a tradition that had begun in the colonial era, or perhaps it was just the beginning of a new era of celebration. The Declaration of Indonesian Independence was read out at the ceremony at which Indonesian President Sukarno delivered a speech announcing his intention to end colonial rule by the United States of America and the British Empire. The new president also wanted to create a country that would give equal rights to all citizens, regardless of religion. This became known as the Pancasila, which set out the principles of nationalism to express Indonesian unity. Sukarno was originally scheduled to read the statement to a crowd of 1.5 million people in the capital Jakarta, but the venue was moved to his home in Pagangsaan, Timur, 56. There were concrete signs of growing mistrust, and eventually all parties involved in this historic moment agreed on a compromise solution that included Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta. The Declaration of Independence was adopted at the same time as the Japanese had already surrendered to the Allies. Indonesian radio staff can still be heard broadcasting the text via their radio stations in the capital Jakarta. The declaration marked the end of the fighting between the Indonesian Communist Party and the Japanese, who had officially recognized Indonesia's independence in 1949. It was read out by President Sukarno, Prime Minister Hatta and several other Communist Party leaders. In drafting the declaration, Parliament supported the Indonesian Communist Party and its chairman Sukarno. We are sympathetic to the people of Indonesia and the ideas behind Indonesian independence, the Declaration of Independence reads. The past cannot be erased, but it must be recognized by every generation at every step, the king said. The Dutch ambassador to the Netherlands made a similar apology in 2013, and he finally made an official apology at the end of 2011. Prime Minister Mark Rutte said in 2015 that he regretted that some felt misunderstood, but he had not apologized. The Indonesian government, as it was then called, followed the proclamation of the Independent Republic of Indonesia in 1945 and lasted until the country formally gained independence in 1949 after a bloody struggle. This was the Proclamation of Indonesian Independence, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1054. My name is Byron Dunn, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care.